by the Carhartt Shop, Alden Street in Manchester.
And you are?
Onek.
And what are you involved with tonight at the shop?
A show called Black Rainbows. It's involves seven artists all from the graffiti scene, various prints, paintings and photography by seven different artists.
What is it that you've got in the show tonight?
My stuff is photographs and two canvases. Photographs of some trips aboard and canvases, which is like a skyline of Manchester with a Metrolink tram on it.
You mentioned earlier to me that all of the photographs had a story behind them. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Yeah, well, I tried to use photographs that had like people in it or some of the city that I was in or some of the background in it, so that it's got a bit of a story or a bit of life in it, not just a picture of just graffiti on a train or a wall or whatever.
But it's not just graffiti in the UK, is it? They're all photographs from trips around Europe. Why was it you were going into Europe to work?
Yeah, the problem with the UK is once you're known to the police, you've got problems, you know what I mean? And you do graffiti on trains in England, you go to jail. It's not really what you want to be doing, is it?
Well, you've been doing graffiti for a long time and you've seen it go from being on the street and now you're exhibiting a shop. How has that changed what you do and how do you see it affecting graffiti as a whole?
I mean, it's crazy to think where graffiti's come from in the 80s to what it is now. It's massive, you know, probably million pound industry. You know, aerosol paints are designed to be used for graffiti and for painting graffiti with books, magazines, DVDs, gallery shows, exhibitions. It's massive. It's like come to like almost like magma across the road there. It's like coffee table graffiti shop almost. It's like the habitat of graffiti or something, you know what I mean? Very strange. Sign of the times though.
Has it affected your work?
It's not affected my work. I mean, I haven't ever really exhibited work before, so it's, you know, it was just an opportunity to show some of my photographs from my personal collection. You know, just hopefully people will be interested in it and interested in what we do.
Is there anyone on the graffiti scene at the minute that you're interested in?
I try and look from outside of graffiti, really, to get inspiration. I find if you look for other graffiti artists, you sort of start, your work ends up beginning to look like theirs. I mean, obviously, the early New York school of graffiti is obviously like the one that I grew up with, and that's the sort of model that, you know, everything goes from.
How long's the show run for?
It's on for 3 months.
Cool, thanks for talking to me.
No worries.